Have you ever been at an important lunch or dinner and were faced with something you didn't know how to eat? It can be embarrassing when you don't know what to do with a particular item. Well, here's a list of some of the common difficult foods and how to eat them. Artichokes. Eat the leaves with your fingers. Dip the base end of the leaf in the sauce and then scrape the end of the leaf off with your teeth. Eat the artichoke heart with a fork. Asparagus. My clients always love this fact. You may eat asparagus with your fingers if it's firm and it's not covered with sauce. Isn't that great? You can do so even in a nice restaurant. If it's limp or covered with a lot of sauce, use your fork. Bacon. If it's crisp, eat it with your fingers. If it's not, cut it with a knife and fork. Bread. Break off one piece at a time, butter just that piece, and eat it. Don't butter the whole piece or slice the bread with your knife. The great thing about bread is you can use it as a pusher to get the last bit of food or food that's hard to get onto your fork. Cherry tomatoes. Use a fork if they are served on a salad or entree, but only eat them if they are cut in half. Never try to cut or stab a whole cherry tomato. It will either fly off your plate or you'll squirt someone. You may eat them with your fingers if they are served as appetizers. Chicken. Use a fork and knife to eat it unless you're at a barbecue. Chicken wings are eaten with your fingers. Raw clams or oysters on the half shell. You hold the shell in one hand and use the seafood fork to dip it uncut in the sauce and put it in your mouth. The interesting thing about eating raw oysters is you get the taste after you've swallowed it. That's always perplexed me, but some people just love that. Corn on the cob. Eat it with your fingers, preferably with skewers. Butter just a few rows at a time and eat them, which keeps you from having a drippy, buttery mess. Corn on the cob should only be served at informal meals. In fact, in much of Europe, corn is considered a food for animals only, so you would never see it served there. Soft shell crab. Eat the entire thing, shell and all, with a fork and knife. Foods with pits. Eat the meat around the pit in your mouth, then take the pit out with cupped fingers and place it on your plate, not your napkin. If you can hide the pit under a piece of parsley or lettuce, that's great. French fries. If they are served in a casual setting, go ahead and eat them with your fingers. In a more formal meal, use your fork. Lobster, yum. Lobster can be very messy, so it's okay to don a bib before you eat it. You'll usually be given a nutcracker and a tiny oyster fork or nut pick to use. You use a regular fork to eat the larger part of the lobster. Hold the lobster steady on the plate with your left hand, and with your right hand, twist off the big claws and place them on the side of the plate. Then, still steadying the lobster, lift up the tail meat with your fork and cut it into small enough pieces so as to be able to dip and eat them. Crack open the big claws with the nutcracker and use the tiny fork to extract the meat from a small, difficult-to-reach places. Yum! Pasta. Eating pasta like spaghetti, linguine, and fettuccine is probably the most difficult item for people to eat. The trick is to pull just a few strands out of the pile, like about four or five. Wind them against the plate or bowl onto your fork and lift the pile to your mouth. If you must, you can use a large spoon to help you twirl the pasta onto your fork. Peas. Crush them a little bit so that they don't roll off your fork. Pizza. Eat it with your fingers. It's a casual food, so using your hands is fine. You can use utensils if you prefer. Salad. If the pieces are too large, you may use a fork and knife to cut the leaves. There is this belief that we can't cut our salad, and this comes from back in the Middle Ages when utensils were made of pewter. The vinegar in salad dressing would ruin the pewter, so people would not cut their salad leaves. Well, today, as you know, utensils are usually made of either stainless steel or sterling silver, and they are not harmed by vinegar. So go ahead and cut away. You should now know how to tackle many challenging foods. Good luck. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.